Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Would you look at that?
It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Last night in late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
Some COVID news. A recent study found that after getting the Pfizer vaccine, women are protected longer than men. Yeah. The Pfizer vaccine is very helpful for women, so it's about a week before it gets banned in Texas.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share Your Salary. Share Your Salary.
All right, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Dylan makes $40,000 a year as a roofer. On the phone with us now is Brianna.
Hey.
Good morning, Brianna.
Hi, guys.
We appreciate you coming on the radio. Tell everybody how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary. So Brianna is from Pflugerville and is a pool technician.
Yeah.
Let's do this. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We'll ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make, and then you'll tell everybody. Simple, okay?
All right.
All right. Good. 60 seconds starts right now. So I'm assuming a pool technician comes out and cleans our pools.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, correct.
There's a lot that goes into that because I know maintaining a pool is very difficult.
Yeah, it's so, like a pain in the butt.
Right.
For like you and I to do it. That's why we need a pool tech.
Exactly. Right. What kind of training did you receive for this?
I basically just did a 2-week training with our manager in the company, and we just shadowed him and followed him around, and he showed us the steps before we go out on our own.
And how long have you been doing this?
For about 3 years now.
Do you like it?
Oh, I love it. Not during the fall, though.
Oh, good point. Like, no one's swimming in the fall. Or but you have to maintain your pool, right? So, I mean, like, you still come out, like, as often as you were in the summer?
Right. It's all year round. It never stops. Rain, snow, nothing.
And do you work a normal 40 hours a week?
Yes. Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday.
You said that it never stops, but don't most people just, like, put a little condom over their pool and then call it a day?
Is that what you call it?
It's called
like
a pool condom.
Tarp?
Oh, tarp. Yeah, that's right.
A pool cover?
Yes. Pool cover.
Yes. So if they do put a pool cover over their pool, we still go out and take care of chemicals.
Yeah. It's like it's like everything under would mildew, if not, right? Or like get all like yucky.
Okay. What's the grossest thing you've come across in a pool?
I have found poop in a pool.
Ew.
So you know how they always like the whole stereotypical thing. Well, ooh, Loretta made out with the pool guy. You know, I mean, like, have you ever like been cleaning the pool and the homeowner was like, hey, what's up, Brianna?
It has nothing to do with her salary.
Good question, though. Good question.
Thank you, Sarah. She's got my back.
Oh, no, but I did work for a different pool company before the one I have now. And actually, one of our pool guys was sleeping with one of the, and she had a husband.
Oh,
damn. That's crazy.
I didn't think that happened.
How long are you in each house, by the way?
Depending on the pool, it could be an hour, it could be 10 minutes.
Okay.
In your opinion, if you had a chance to put in a pool in your backyard, is it worth all the hassle?
It is not, no.
Thank you for being honest.
Look at you.
Thank you. It's a lot. I mean, it is nice being able to go in the backyard.
Oh, for sure. It's a lot. You don't want a pool. You don't want that mess. You don't want to deal with also, you have young kids.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with the liability of all the other young kids coming to my house and all of a sudden.
I don't allow people in my house. Anyway.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, right. And the younger kids should bring their parents come with them.
Absolutely. But it's still your house.
Yeah, good point.
It's still a lot of pressure. Right. Hey, are you really tan?
Yes, you know, constantly.
Because that, helps with guessing your salary.
It really does. A very important question.
Brianna from Pflugerville, the pool technician. Text your guess right now to 51993 as to how much money you think she makes. Alex is going to use one of your messages. Be sure to put your name and where you're from so we can thank you again. Text your guess to 51993. We're going to find out next in 3 minutes when Brianna shares her salary. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now. On the phone with us now is Brianna from Pflugerville. She is a pool technician. What else do we learn, Sarah?
Oh my goodness. We learned she does clean pools. She had to do 2 weeks of training with a manager in the company, followed them around, learned how to do what she needed to do, and then she went on her own. She's been doing it for 3 years. She does this all year round, Monday through Friday. She once found poop in a pool.
Gross.
She's at each pool anywhere from 10 minutes up to an hour, and Booker wanted to know if she ever gets hit on. Last company she was at, pool boy got some action.
That's funny.
I believe, yeah, maybe it was a pool girl. I don't remember.
No, it was a pool boy,
with the wife.
She was married.
With the wife, that's right.
Yep.
Is a pool worth a hassle? Nope. And she is tan. Yeah.
Okay, let's start off with our guesses. I have a number right here in my head. I feel really confident.
Right. Okay, go.
Alex Franco.
Oh. I'm rolling with a text that came in from Tim to 50993 saying that he is a pool technician here in Austin and makes $51,700 a year, and he has not slept with a customer. I mean,
okay,
he's being funny, obviously, there. Yeah. But right. Yeah, 51,700, that's a good number.
Sarah, what about you?
40.
Yeah, I was at 40 as well, but then I changed it to 42 because I feel like over 3 years, she's gotten like a nice little...
Maybe, actually,
you know what? I'm going to go 42.5.
I'm going to go 36.
What?
Okay, good.
Wow.
Just makes my 42 that much better.
I mean, seriously, boy, Tim must be doing something if that's what he's making.
We could be all off.
I know, totally.
Who knows? There's only one way to find out. Sarah, you want to recap quickly?
Okay, Booker 42.5, Alex 51.7, me 36.
All right, Brianna from Pflugerville, the pool technician. What's that number? How much are you making every year?
$35,100.
What?
Oh,
Sarah!
Yeah!
Did you get tipped off or something, Sarah?
No.
Like, how did you go from 41 to 36 and her being 35? Like, you nailed it.
Thank you.
Well, she just had a gut. She followed her gut.
Yeah, I just followed my gut.
Women's intuition, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Brianna, do you ever get tipped?
Oh, massively, yes, especially during Christmas time.
Yeah. So then you did not factor the tips in.
I was going to ask.
To your salary, right?
No.
Yeah, because Uncle Sam doesn't need to know about that.
Sometimes I get cookies.
Edibles?
No, never.
Oh.
Sure. Well,
they don't, so random.
No, because they want their pool clean.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, thank you for keeping our pool clean.
That's awesome.
Thank you, guys.
And cleaning out the poo because it's your duty.
It's your duty. Oh, my God.
That was a joke. We knew we'd have to have one.
And thank you for sharing your salary. Remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work. But will you call us right now, 512-643-5947, or text SALARY to 51993. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport.
Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.